the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible number 179. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Today we'll read Psalms 97 through 99 from the New American Standard Bible. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 97. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the many islands be glad. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries round about. His lightnings lit up the world. The earth saw and trembled. The mountains melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the peoples have seen his glory. Let all those be ashamed who serve graven images, who boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all you gods. Zion heard this and was glad, and the daughters of Judah have rejoiced because of your judgments, O Lord. For you are the Lord Most High over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Hate evil, you who love the Lord, who preserves the souls of his godly ones. He delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light is sown like seed for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Be glad in the Lord, you righteous ones, and give thanks to his holy name. Psalms chapter 98. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wonderful things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained the victory for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his loving kindness and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth and sing for joy and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody. With trumpets and the sound of the horn, shout joyfully before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Psalms chapter 99. The Lord reigns. Let the peoples tremble. He is enthroned above the cherubim. Let the earth shake. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is exalted above all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. Holy is he. The strength of the king loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. Holy is he. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called on his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the pillar of cloud. They kept his testimonies and the statute that he gave them. O Lord our God, you answered them. You were a forgiving God to them, and yet an avenger of their evil deeds. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for holy is the Lord our God. May God bless the reading of his word. The last time we read from Psalms, I told you that I really enjoyed reading Psalms of praise. It brings me great joy to read and participate in praising and worshiping God. And that's a good thing, because if Scripture is any indication, and I think it is, we're going to be spending a lot of time in heaven doing just that. Open your heart when you have the opportunity to praise him. Participate in worshiping him. He deserves it in so many ways. I thought I'd read a review left a while ago on the iTunes store. It's from JR of OP, and it's a 5-star review. It's titled, Get Caught Up with Steve's Enthusiasm with the Word, and says, Found this podcast late last year and immediately was impressed with Steve's voice and his personable nature that comes across every time he posts something. Started reading through the Bible again last year, been many, many years, and he puts a frowny face, followed another plan/podcast, and when it was wrapping up for the year, browsed to see what else might be out there. And did I find one? Been listening, following Steve on social media, and even had the honor of praying for his family when sickness hit their home recently. Steve's Family Bible Podcast is a quality reading of God's Word, never dull or dry. You get all caught up with his enthusiasm. Thanks, Steve. Well, thank you, JR of OP. I appreciate the kind words. I'd sure like to include your review on an episode soon. Reviews like this help more people find the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, and they encourage me a lot. For an easy link to take you to the right page at the iTunes Store to leave your honest review, just go to lifespringmedia.com/love. That'd be great. Thank you so much for being with me today. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.